Now, if you say you love God, then you have to be light. If you say that you love God, thank you, you have to be what? So, do you love God? I ask you a question. Do you love God? Yes. Then say, I am light. Because he lives in me. And he is light. This pen is light. It's a flashlight. It's also a pen. Come on now. Don't mess up me pen. It's one I have. If you click it, the lighter come on. But to get the pen out, you have to twist it. This one you have to click twice. So say, I am light shining bright. Now, how do I get to be this light? Listen. All right, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1. Shout hallelujah. I'm excited. Are you excited? Do you have great expectations today? Do you have great expectations today? Say, I am expecting to hear from God today. I'm expecting because I'm giving him. Point to yourself. Because I'm giving him. Say it again. I am giving him my very best. Withholding nothing. Hallelujah. Chapter 1, 1 John. That which was from the beginning, King James, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Are you listening? Too often in church, when the scripture is being read, that's the only thing that will sustain us is the word. Do you understand? But we don't listen to that. We wait till the minister or whoever's speaking give us some of their interpretation. And that interpretation may most likely, hopefully, it is true. But it is the pure word. Is the what? Would you rather have a gold ring or a gold-plated ring? Pure word. Say pure word. Everybody say pure word. So you don't see what I see from up here. I want your attention. Holy Spirit wants your attention because God has something to say. Hallelujah. I want the children to be involved. Children, say it out loud. Say, God, you are my light. Thank you, Jesus, for living in me. Come on, children, say it loudly. God is my light. Thank you, Jesus, for living in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, come as a child. Come as a what? We can't come arrogantly because we don't have anything to bring to God except what he gives us. Amen. Which our hands have handled of the word of life too. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life. Say, eternal life is mine now, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Let me stop right here, because we just said something, and I don't know if that's true. If you know that 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 you are born again, that Jesus is your Savior, stand on your feet. I get you now. You know that you know that you know that you know that you are born again and Jesus is your Savior. Stand on your feet. Now look around and see if there's anybody near you not standing because we want to get them born again. No put down. Understand your hand. Amen. So everybody's born again. Anybody see anybody who needs to be born again? All standing? There may be some children not standing. You may be seated. Because I don't want to assume that you're all born again and you're not. Amen? Amen. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his son, Jesus Christ. Listen now. There's only one way to God the Father. And that is through Jesus Christ, his son. Are you listening? God is light. From God, the Son gets light. From the Son, we become light. This time and season in which we live is not a time and season to play off and goof off. It's not a time to just take God lightly. But it's time to know that we know that we know, first of all, in our own personal lives, that we are born again. It is important to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's important. It'll change your life. I've got this problem. I don't know how to pray for it. I don't know what to say. I know Sally is having a problem. I don't know. I want to pray for her. But all I can say, Lord bless Sally. Lord help Sally. But that's not reaching Sally's problem. But if I am filled with the Holy Ghost and I'm speaking in tongues, I can say, Shabukune Master, Baste Selede Batalade, and keep on until I get a breakthrough. And in my spirit, I do like Jeriah. I start laughing. Ha, 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 ha. And Holy Spirit says, Sally is all right. So I have sent the ministering angels to Sally to take care of her. I lost something else. To take care of her. To watch over her. You know what? Lord just said, come on up here, usher, right quick. The Lord said to lay hands on you. Are you already anointed? Come on, I need an usher right quick. Are you already anointed with the fire of the Holy Ghost? You already speak in tongues? You already teach the children? You already know a lot to do? Fire! Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the fire is burning and burning and burning. And the light is shining and shining. Oh, he didn't leave you out, Kelly. He said, get on up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, balesta satadiba sto shemasa paste fire yakatele. Woo, glory. He says, I'm the light. I shine brightly. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those that know me, those that are called by my name, must wear the light, must shine the light, must shine it so brightly that the world can see. Those that are in darkness will come out of their dark places. They'll come to me, and lo, my arms are open, and I'm ready to receive. How many of you can say to that person that you come in contact with, follow me as I follow Christ? Because I'm withholding nothing from him. I'm living according to his word and according to his will. Hallelujah. Verse 4, and these things write we unto you, that your joy, everybody shout joy. Joy. You know the thing that's on joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart, say joy. Joy. Might be full, may be full. This is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you.